Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A summer shooting is sending a North Iowa man to prison for up to a quarter century. In September, a Hancock County jury found 37-year-old Alexander Padilla of Britt guilty of attempted murder and willful injury resulting in serious injury. Padilla was arrested in June after a fight with another man escalated into gunfire. The Hancock County Sheriff's Office says the victim, identified only as NF, got into a fight with Padilla, then told Padilla to get off NF's property. Deputies say as NF drove back to his home in a golf cart, Padilla got a gun from his vehicle and fired at NF several times. Court documents state NF was hit in the armpit with a bullet and suffered a collapsed lung. Padilla has now been sentenced up to 25 years in prison. He must serve at least 17 and a half years before becoming eligible for parole. A North Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to sexually assaulting a female victim. According to the criminal complaint filed by Britt Police on October 17th, 32-year-old Joshua Lampe of Britt is accused of assaulting a woman on August 9th. Lampe and the victim had been in a bar together most of the night, and the victim told authorities she made it clear to Lampe that nothing physical was going to occur between them. The woman reported she and Lampe then left the bar with one of her friends to the friend's house, with all of them intoxicated. The victim says she later woke up to Lampe assaulting her on a couch. Lampe has pleaded not guilty to one count of third-degree sexual abuse, a Class C felony. His trial has been set for January 22nd in Hancock County District Court. A trio of Northeast Iowa men are facing forgery and fake ID charges. The Postville Police Department, with the assistance of the Clayton County Sheriff's Office, executed a search warrant on Friday for an identity theft forgery investigation within the city limits of Postville. Several fraudulent documents were seized and three males were arrested. Dennis Mercado Perez was charged with identity theft, a Class C felony, and forgery, a Class D felony. Enoch Mercado Velasquez and David Halen Mercado were each charged with one count of felony forgery and one count of possession of fictitious identification card, a serious misdemeanor. All three subjects were taken to the Clayton County Jail.
Are you ready? Yeah. Yes, Santa. Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's Santa leading the countdown to the lighting of the fourth annual Santa's Shining Lights Saturday night in Charles City Central Park. The holiday lights display will be lit every night through December 31st, as well as the lights that illuminate Memory Lane at Riverside Park, just north of Gilbert Street, honoring those who have passed away. A similar memorial, known as Stairway to Heaven, is part of the annual Little Light of Mine holiday lights at Michelson Park in New Hampton. Opening ceremonies were held there this weekend as well, which featured horse-drawn wagon rides touring the displays. Organizers estimated some 350 people took advantage of the rides on Friday. The holiday lights at Michelson Park will be lit nightly through New Year's Eve. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's the Cyclone Coach's Corner Show from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Saturday on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football. The Cyclones taking on Arizona State in the Big 12 championship game. Broadcast time 9 a.m. kickoff just after 11. Tomorrow night on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, our first Charles City boys basketball broadcast of the season. The Comets hosting Key High. Airtime tomorrow evening 6:10, tip-off at 6:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.